It's time for the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and by Victory Customs.
Welcome to the Savannah Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Brandon Green, along with head coach of the Savannah Bulldogs football team, Rick Cherry. Welcome to the show, Coach Cherry.
It's good to be back.
Good to be back here. Yeah, first time in a few weeks. We were talking about this before we went on the air, but it's been a... feels like a long 3 weeks, but it's also been a fast season. You're at the midway point of the season now. Five games in.
Yes, 5 games in. I mean, it's halfway over.
Yeah.
And as far as the season goes, you know, now everybody's geared up toward trying to get in the playoffs and see what happens then.
I feel like every broadcaster that hosts a coach's show asks this question at the midway point. How do you feel about your team at the midway point and how far they've come compared to where they were at the beginning of the year?
We're a lot different team than we were at the first of the year. You know, we're settling down. We're playing better. Starting to gel a little bit. We went the first 3 weeks, actually 4 weeks, playing with 4 different offensive lines. And we just couldn't get anything. The last 2 weeks, we had the same kids in. And it's starting to gel a little bit. We're starting to generate a little more offense. And
right.
We just got to figure out a way to get across the goal line.
Yep. Well, you guys have played some really good teams the last couple of weeks. And one thing that I noticed last week was also the defense, the way the defense had played, because trying to keep yourself in games, and you played a team that was going into it, I believe, 3-1, ended up coming out 4-1, but a winning team in Mounds. And you guys held them to only one touchdown in the second half, I believe, and looked like a competitive game with the Mounds Golden Eagles. Can you talk about how that one went?
Well, we made a few changes on defense. Coach Murdaugh had some ideas we wanted to try, and let's go do it. And we moved some kids around and beefed up our defensive line a little better, and it paid off. And we still got a long way to go, but we're getting better. We're getting closer. And I say old kids played hard Friday night, and they really tried their best. They played their best game of the year.
Against Mounds. We were keeping up with it, and again, every pregame show, every halftime show that we do while we're doing our broadcasts, I'm not trying to show any bias here, but I'm like, how's Savannah doing? I got to check. And I actually said this. I said, man, I hate that Savannah lost, but they're taking some steps to be to being where they want to be. And do you see that as well from the head coach's
spot? Yes, we are. And we're getting closer. We got some games coming up that we're not playing the elite of the district. We're playing with Hartshorn and Mounds, up in the upper echelon of the district. They're the better teams, a couple of the better teams. And we still got Stroud to look forward to.
And it's not an easy district.
No, it's not. It's pretty competitive. You can have a really good team and finish fifth in this district.
Right. So
real easy. But we're trying, and we're going to throw our hats out there and see what happens.
Yep, because that's the good thing, I guess, about being in a tough district is that it leads to your team being better. I mean, you have either one of two ways of going. You can either say, let's just get this game over with, or you can take your punches and make it hard on you. And I feel like that's what your team has been doing as you make your way now to week six.
Yeah, we're taking our punches. And they've come out and hit us in the mouth, and we're starting to respond a little better. And at the beginning of the year, they hit us in the mouth, and we kind of folded our tent a little bit, backed up. And now we're coming back forward, not taking it as easy as we did then.
I know that Bulldogs fans love to hear that you guys, again, like I said, giving some punches back, and it's all going to lead to a better team in the end. I know that. Yeah. So we are going to actually talk about the team that you're going to be taking on this upcoming Friday when we come back. Again, this is the Buffalo. I have so many hats. The Bulldogs Coach's Corner. Yeah. Savannah Coach's Corner brought to you by Victory Customs and Lindley's Paint and Body.
At Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, we understand the value of a makeover. It's a fresh start. Maybe the same original color, but still new and better. That's why we go the extra mile on every job. We are a full-service collision repair center and restoration shop. Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, 1328 South George Knight Expressway, McAllister. Call 918-423-0703. That's 918-423-0703. Go Bulldogs! Victory Customs, proudly serving Southeast Oklahoma for powder coating, sandblasting, and wheel repair. They have the only bake booth large enough to powder coat vehicle frames within 100 miles. They can handle vehicle frames up to 15 feet. You can choose between hundreds of color options, too. Their powder coating has a 20-plus year lifespan. They work with industrial and residential customers. Victory Customs, 1808 South Main Street in McAllister. Call 918-424-8260. Visit us at www.victorycustoms.shop. Build your ride at Victory Customs.
Welcome back to the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs. I'm Brandon Green, along with head coach Rick Cherry of the Savannah Bulldogs. We got Liberty coming in this Friday, but one thing that is, I know that you're enjoying way more now than you did a few weeks ago when you had your last home game, is the weather. We are having this storm that's going to be rolling through here. By the way, it does look like we're going to have a lot of rain today, so if you are trying to keep up with the weather right now, we are having maybe some red spots coming in every now and then, so you could be getting a little bit of hail, possibly. I don't know how severe it's looking, but it looks like we're going to, at the most, get a bunch of rain. So keeping up with that, that's supposed to be all throughout the night. 1 to 2 inches is the last thing I heard. But it is going to make way for a cold front. It's going to make way for fall weather this Friday. We were just talking about it with the weather forecast. You have highs of 77, lows of 44 Friday night. Doesn't mean it's going to hit 44 by the end of the game, but it's going to feel like football weather. How excited are you to be back to the fall weather, Coach?
I've been looking forward to this since August.
Yeah.
You know, I love the cold weather. And it gets down, you know, in the 40s at night. That's football weather.
Right.
You know, the kids can get out and go harder. They don't realize it. You know, they think they're going to be cold, but they don't realize they're going to be hot and sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as bad, but it's not as rough on them.
It's got to make practice more productive too, shouldn't it?
Oh yeah, they're kind of like those horses you see out running when the front comes through and they're got, you know, prancing and going on. They like it.
All right. Well, yeah. We got Liberty coming into town this Friday again. Liberty, another one loss team that you have in this district. It feels like you guys got a few of those. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at Liberty, what kind of team is coming into Savannah?
Liberty's a team that they should be working for either the first or second spot, depending on how they come out with Stroud. And it's going to be a good game. I mean, they're a lot like Hartshorn. They come after you, do things quick, you know, and we just got to mount up, man up, and just stop them on the offensive line, give our quarterback time to do the things he needs to do, give our young tailback opportunity to run. And he does a good job. He sees the field real well. But just see what happens.
Now, when you're looking at Liberty, I know a lot of high schools, I'd say even 90% of high schools, run the spread offense. Is that what Liberty's going to run a lot too, or are they going to be more ground and pound?
Yeah, they spread you out. They like to throw the football. They've got a good quarterback. He's a dandy. I would compare him to the one I had last year, you know, a lot. He's mobile. Throws a good ball, and if we don't keep him in the pocket, he'll hurt us with his feet. But he throws a good ball. They got a couple of good kids that will catch it, and they'll go up 50-50 ball they think's theirs. We've got to jump up and tell them they're not yours. We're going to take some of them.
I like that. So one of the keys to the game, obviously, is trying to limit the mobility of their quarterback. But what would be some other keys to the game that you would say for Savannah?
We've got to establish the run. And believe if you're going to win ball games, you've got to be able to run. We've got to establish the run, and that sets up the other things that we try to do. And if we can't establish the run, we're having a little trouble with offense. Defensively, we've got to stop their run, make them beat us through the air. And we're designing some things up, change our defense up a little enough to make them do that. You know, we've got to get them behind the chains, get them in second and long, third and long, and make them do things that they don't want to do.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about third down, how important that is, but first down is just as important, making it first. If you can get a tackle on that very first down for a yard, maybe even a loss, a no gain, mm-hmm. it greatly impacts the next two plays.
You know, it really does. You know, as a philosophy, I like for our defense to win first down. And if we can do that, you know, they're behind the chains.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, on offense, you know, we've got to win first down. We don't want to be behind the chains. We can't make up a first and 15 or first and 13 or second 13. But we've got to limit our mistakes, come out and just play sound, solid football, relax and play. We tell our kids, you know, all the time, just relax and play. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're thinking about it, you know, you're beat.
Right.
You know, just relax and play.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that mentality. Hey, we have that going on this Friday. Again, that's going to be Savannah hosting Liberty. The first time that Savannah's been back in a few weeks, so it's good to be able to have them back. So make sure that you come out and support the Savannah Bulldogs as they take on, once again, the Liberty Tigers. Excited to see how you guys build off of last week. Excited to keep on moving in the right direction. And we are excited to see the Bulldogs back in action on their home field. Always great to see. So make sure that you come on out. That's 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Friday.
And it's homecoming, so they're going to crown the queen before the game. And let's see what happens with her.
They're going to pack the entire Savannah Stadium over there, and let's make it a loud environment for Liberty. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be asking Coach Sherry some fun questions here as we have a little bit of time left on the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body and Victory Customs.
At Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, we understand the value of a makeover. It's a fresh start. Maybe the same original color, but still new and better. That's why we go the extra mile on every job. We are a full-service collision repair center and restoration shop. Lindley's Paint and Body Shop, 1328 South Georgia Night Expressway, McAllister. Call 918-423-0703. That's 918-423-0703. Go Bulldogs! Victory Customs, proudly serving Southeast Oklahoma for powder coating, sandblasting, and wheel repair. They have the only bake booth large enough to powder coat vehicle frames within 100 miles. They can handle vehicle frames up to 15 feet. You can choose between hundreds of color options, too. Their powder coating has a 20-plus year lifespan. They work with industrial and residential customers. Victory Customs, 1808 South Main Street in McAllister. Call 918-424-8260. Visit us at www.victorycustoms.shop. Build your ride at Victory Customs.
All right, 6:42 in the afternoon. Our final segment here in the Savannah Coach's Corner, brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body and Victory Customs. It's fun questions for Coach Cherry here. All right, getting started with this one here. I'm sure you got the alert today on your phone.
Oh yeah,
and everyone got it at one time. There was actually an interview that I think a member of the I can't remember what team he was with, but it was an NFL interview. And during the press conference, the alert went out to all the cell phones. And they couldn't get a question out because all the reporters' phones were going off. So my question to you, Coach Cherry, if you could send a text or alert to everyone in the country at once, what would you want it to say?
Oh, gosh. I don't know on that one. Yeah. It'd have to be something, with me, it'd have to be something off the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think,
Mine's easy.
Yeah.
Mine's easy. With Texas OU week, I'm going to say Boomer Sooner or Horns down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna, I don't know. Eat more beef. I don't know.
Eat more beef. Let's do that. I'm all right with that. Next one we have, what's the one thing that you know now that you'd like to tell yourself the day you became a head coach for the first time?
Relax and don't let it get to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... There can be a lot of pressure on it if you let it do it that. And as a head coach before down in Atoka, and I let it get to me a little bit that first couple of years. And now it's just, hey, I've got good coaches, let them coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a good staff. And they do a great job.
All right, cool. Oh, we have our next one here. If you're building your own burger – say, like, you have unlimited supply of toppings and sauce and whatever. If you're building your own burger, what's going on it?
Oh, of course, it's got the patties. It's got to have American cheese.
American cheese for Coach Cherry.
Tomato and lettuce, pickles, good red onion.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
a little mayo.
Little mayo?
Yeah. That's about it.
Nothing.
That's a perfect burger. I mean,
nothing crazy? Just
not for me.
Mm-hmm. I know some people like to go nuts with it, a lot of these aren't nuts, but of course some people will do the blue cheese on top of it and everything. Yeah. I've seen the blue cheeseburger before. Yeah. Some people want to, one that's coming to like all restaurants I've seen here recently is like the onion petals, the onion strings up on top of
them. Oh, yeah.
They're not bad. It's just onions, but fried.
Yeah. And you go someplace and get a fried egg.
Yeah. A breakfast burger.
Yeah.
I actually don't mind them. They're really good.
I don't mind a fried egg.
Yeah, not bad. Way better than I thought it would be. And our last one here is, if you were to go to one more concert, like you had one concert to go to and you couldn't go to any more after that, who would you want to see play?
George Strait.
That's a good choice. I think he's coming to town here, but not McAllister, but yeah. I think he's coming. We say town, coming to Oklahoma here pretty soon.
See Garth Brooks. There's several that I'd like to see, but if you just see one, I think it may have to be Willie if he was in his prime.
Willie in his prime.
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing that? That'd be cool. All right, that's really all I got here, Coach. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap it up? We go to Friday. Again, you're hosting Liberty homecoming night.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what your final comments are for that game.
Come on out and watch us, root for us, because we need all the help we can get. Kids are playing hard. There's not many of them. We've got 24 out this year, and they play hard. They practice hard, they're fun to be around. They're just a great bunch of kids, and I just really enjoy them. They keep me young.
All right, Coach. I love it. All right, that's going to all be happening again this Friday, Savannah hosting Liberty. Like you said, come out, support the kids, support the community, support the school, and have a great homecoming night. It's supposed to be perfect football weather for it, so you couldn't ask for a more picture-perfect homecoming night for the Savannah Bulldogs. Coach, once again, thank you for your time, especially coming out here when there's rain and thunderstorms all around as we just hear a boom. Thank you once again for coming on by. Oh,
appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right. Again, that is the Savannah Coaches Corner brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body and Victory Customs. We'll now send you back to your regularly scheduled programming.
You've been listening to the Savannah Coaches Corner brought to you by Lindley's Paint and Body Shop and Victory Customs. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.